All right, BJ is just, I'm sure you heard, competitive, tough guy, plays the game the right way, has played multiple positions there, probably best as a middle backer going forward for us. You know, thick, strong body. Team's temperament. You know, we had him in on a visit, and he did an excellent job, handled himself really well. Just a pro there at Clemson. Paul Perkins, another guy, productive, obviously great pedigree, football player. Hardest working guy on the team. Really good skill set as far as catching the ball out the backfield. He blocks, makes big plays for them. Just another good football player. Jarrell Adams, big, tall, long guy, fastest tight end in the draft. Rare to see a guy that gives block effort like this guy. You don't see these guys actually give effort. He does it. He uses his length to get on people, fast down the seam, a little raw in his route running and hands. But, you know, the sixth round of the draft, a big, fast, competitive guy. Who's a good person off the field, we thought was worth a chance.
I know you've been at this a long time, but were you kind of surprised that an offensive lineman didn't or a defensive lineman didn't fall your way?
Yeah, not surprised. You're never surprised by anything, but we weren't going to force anything. You always want big bodies, but you want the right big bodies. You can't just go into it and saying we want an offensive lineman and then throw somebody up there, or we want a D lineman. You know, we spent a lot in the offseason on the D-line. We've got some high draft picks in the O-line, so we have some good players there right now, and we weren't going to force the issue with either one of those positions.
Did you get close at any point, and then the board maybe just didn't fall your way?
There were discussions here and there, but nobody who was at the time the highest ranked on the board or close to that, but we discussed some guys.
Franchise history,
you know,
why has taken
in
the draft.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. All right.
Historic.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the draft overall? How it sort of played out for you guys?
It was good. Really excited about the type of players we got on and off the field. Some playmakers, some football players as far as hardworking guys are going to come in here and be what we're all about here with the Giants.
Mark, I don't know if you want to characterize it this way, but you took a lot of players from big schools who played a lot and were productive. You know, it didn't seem like a lot of guys who were, well, this guy wasn't that productive, but he was a great athlete. You know, that kind of thing. You know, just players who played a lot. Was that an effort that you went into this year?
No, we never have a theme, you know, going into a draft or the scouting season. It materializes itself through our draft process and meetings, and then especially when you get to draft day and when we talk about the players and how we stack them, and it just so happened that all these guys kind of have the same sort of qualities. Like you said, big school guys that have been productive and played a lot.
When the draft ends and you're trying to get these undrafted free agents, are you sticking again to your board, or is it just a mad rush at that point?
Well, we kind of set it now. It's funny you just said that, because we set it all now where we kind of want to target people. And then, of course, all right, well, this guy just got drafted. All right, let's reshuffle. But we still try to move the high-priority players into position for free agents. But it's such chaos between now and the next few hours that it's tough to draft day is calm and easy almost. This free agent process is very hectic.
That point, though, when a guy comes down to a certain position, you kind of look for a guy at that position because you're trying to fill out your roster here.
Yeah, this is the time where you prioritize the positions you think you got to fill it in, positions of need, higher priority type players.
I understand no names, but do you have a long list of free agents you'd like to sign now?
Sure. Yeah, I stack them up, and our scouts and coaches go at them.
That 400-pound tight end.
You want him?
Yeah.
Okay. Call him up for us. See if you can work that.
$1.80 an hour.
You have a good amount of roster spots. What's a realistic number of undrafted free agents you think that you could add? I
mean, we'll probably like 12, 15, somewhere around there.
Is that a big number for you guys?
The last few years we've been 10 or under, so this has been the highest in the last few years.
Now, with some of that being just invites to –
the mini camp next week?
We'll hit it hard tonight with priority guys, and then kind of the guys that fall through the cracks and we have to fill it out for camp, we'll call those guys the next few days. But tonight we'll go after the guys we really want.
But it's possible then if you do get all the guys you want, the 12 to 15, you might have to make some adjustments to
right.
the current roster.
Right.
Marcus, with B.J. Goodson, is there any player that he sort of reminds you of, I guess, in this guy? I mean, he seems measurably in ways anyways, like a John Goff type of a guy.
Goff wouldn't have been come to mind, but not really.
When you're talking about him, he really only started 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You think, is he a guy that could come in and you think play immediately, or is it going to kind of maybe take some time? I know he played at a big school, like you said,
a pro, but
he did only have 1 year in that Mike spot. It's a tough position.
Well, it's interesting at Clemson. You know, Shaq Lawson was a 1 year starter. Kevin Dodd was a 1 year starter. Vic Beasley was, so it's, they, for some reason, even their better players, they start 1 year. They play, and some guys are late developers. So, you know, what he did this year, the production, the leadership on and off the field, he has the mindset, the temperament to come in here and compete. I mean, the guy wants it. And so if he's going to start, I don't know, but he's going to push people and he's going to work his butt off to get on the field.
But you don't think the gap from, like, you know when a player is raw kind of and he has a lot of talent, you don't think the gap is that large with him?
The gap is large between him being raw.
Between his talent and being NFL ready.
No, he's temperament, mindset, football intelligence, competitiveness. He's NFL ready in that aspect. He's not raw by any stretch of the imagination. The guy plays the game the right way, knows how to play the game.
The things that was missing last year seemed to be the ability to cover underneath in passing routes. With what you took, did you address that?
With what we took, I mean, you can't answer every problem with every, one pick or two, So is he that guy? He's got the smarts, but do we have other people on the roster to do that? Sure. Do we have different other additions that we've added that could help out? Yeah, but who knows? We'll see how Spags draws it up and what players he puts on the field and go from there.
When you're going through the process, obviously, you get some positions in safety and running back. You know, there's a crowd now on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a hesitancy to look at it and say, you know what, we see this guy as the top guy on our board, but now we have six guys that we have to decide.
Yeah, that comes into play certain times where it's, okay, you got five receivers, we don't need a six. But, again, if the player is just too good to pass up at that moment, you don't want to give up a good player just because you think you have depth. I mean, we thought we've had depth certain times at other positions and throughout the years, and number one guy gets hurt, number two guy gets hurt, number three guy gets hurt, and then where's your depth? It's gone. So you always want to just keep putting good football players on the team.
On that topic, you have a lot of running backs. What does this guy bring trait-wise that maybe you didn't think you already had, or? That made you want to
add? Well, I don't know. It's anything different. I don't want to say that. But his qualities are he's a complete back. He's got great vision. He's got one-cut quickness, excellent hands, competitive in the blocking game, and outstanding off the field. So those are his traits that we were attracted by.
It seemed like this was a pretty, maybe deep running back draft. A lot of the guys, there was a lot of running backs going today that seemed to be pretty good. How much did that factor into that decision today? Guy or a bunch of guys on the board that were possibilities there late?
Yeah, it definitely was a deep draft, maybe not at the top, but then, later rounds. And that's, a lot of successful backs in the league, as you guys know, have been later round picks. And he just was there at the time. We felt comfortable taking a guy, and at the time, the highest rated guy that we felt could help us.
Do you guys look at it that way? Like, because that position had more successful players late, that you're more likely to draft a running back later in the draft?
Yeah, once you start talking about it, that's it. But then also it's what players are available. If you got a stud in the first round and he's part of the conversation, then you take him there. But it just so happened that where we were picking and the players that were available, this is where we liked them and where we took them.
not having a seventh rounder, you feel like it gives you an advantage for the undrafted guys?
I hope so. Because usually you're still focusing on drafting, but now we can just focus on the free agents and just get the plan going a little quicker.